Christmas Lucifer sent to me.
It's Lake Effect on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Bonnie Norris.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. For decades, holiday variety specials on TV offered audiences a doorway into the living rooms of big celebrities like Perry Como, Andy Williams, and Bing Crosby. Of course, the living rooms were really sound stages and the family moments a bit overscripted, but all the same, these shows were a special part of the season for families around the country.
Well, now In Tandem Theater is spinning this classic Christmas trope on its head with its production of Holiday Hell, The Curse of Perry Williams. The show features an unusual cast of characters, including Perry Williams, played by Adam Estes, and Benny, the proverbial man behind the curtain, played by Zach Williams.
They sat down with Lake Effect's Joy Powers, along with director Chris Fleer, who starts the conversation by describing this production.
When I talk to people about it, I describe it as a funny Faustian Christmas tale.
Okay. Can you explain that a little bit more?
Well, without giving too much away, the show centers around Perry Williams, who's kind of an amalgam of Perry Como and Andy Williams, those 50s, 60s crooners who had those great Christmas specials that we all grew up with, or at least that I grew up with, because I'm old as the hills. But Perry has a deep, dark secret, is that he can't really sing a note. He lip syncs on TV while the golden-throated Benny Van Valkenburgh is in the booth doing all of his songs. So, in a fit of pique, Perry fires Benny right before the finale of a particular Christmas special and is left bereft of any way to finish the show. And very foolishly says, "I'd sell my soul to the devil to be able to sing." And guess what? The devil comes and hilarity ensues.
And Faustian it becomes.
And Faustian it becomes, right. And of course, you couldn't have a Christmas really without a devil being dressed as Santa Claus.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. The classic Christmas trope.
The evil anagram.
So how were you initially introduced to this place? Because I hadn't actually heard of it before.
We did this play once, and once only, in 2005, between 3-year stints of doing our flagship holiday alternative show, A Cut of Hay Caroler Christmas. It's written by Tony Wood, who wrote A Cut of Hay Carolers, and also Mundy Carter, who penned last year's smash hit musical, A Twisted Carol, which is a riff on Christmas Carol. Since the early, early days, even before we were In Tandem, we did alternative Christmas fare. And had gained quite a wide audience for it, and of course a very wide audience with Cut of Hay Carolers. So we said, "Tony, we want something, you know, don't want to go to the well too often. We want something new and different. Can you write us something with a kind of a TV theme?" And he and Mundy got their heads together, and this is what they came up with. So we did it first in 2005, and then frankly, all of our other stuff for the holidays has been so popular, we've just never kind of gotten around to getting back to it. So here it is, 2016, and we really wanted to bring it back. Our patrons were clamoring for it, waiting patiently for years. So we thought this was the right time.
So, Adam, you play the titular character, Perry Williams, who...
She said titular.
It's true. It's true. I did. Who I think I'd kind of describe as a Bing Crosby type, perhaps not having actually grown up with those kinds of variety shows.
Well, you're just a young thing.
It's true. It's true. No one can see me, though, so they don't know. But there is that one fatal difference. He can't sing. What was it like for you kind of getting on board with this character?
The character is fantastic because you just get to be charming and lovely and wonderful and warm on camera. And then the second the cameras go off, you get to be a complete jerk, a complete egomaniac, yell at all the other actors, you know, with a sneer, and they all have to go along with it. So the character is a joy. It's one of the easiest things I've ever had to do as a singer because all I have to do is move my lips and smile and Zach's lovely voice comes out.
But you do sing a little bit in the show.
I do sing a little bit. But what's difficult as a singer is that it's really hard to follow someone else's voice sometimes because you want to use your own intonation and your own inflection and rhythm and you can't. So you have to very, very carefully listen to what the other person is doing.
What was it like kind of developing that relationship with your voices?
You know, I try to not look at Zach and just listen because I know that if I look at him, I'll start to rely on that and I don't want to do that. I just want to listen to what he sounds like and think, how would I make that shape with my own instrument?
Mm. There's a fun sequence where we do a Christmas world tour and we sing...
Winter Wonderland.
Winter
right?
Wonderland, yes. In a number of different languages that aren't necessarily accurate to what that language would actually sound like. So in some cases, we've got to play with coming up with what some of those sounds for these languages might actually be and working together to make this bit.
Yeah,
I wondered about that because I had a copy of the script, which I read. And, yeah, you do a world tour. And I was reading that, of course, I don't.
London, Berlin, right?
Yeah.
Peking at that time. And Belgian Congo.
Yeah, I don't actually speak nor do I read Mandarin. But, of course, it wasn't written in Mandarin.
So I think it's Cantonese, but I'm not sure. Maybe, yeah, no. No, I think if you put that into Google Translator, nothing would come out the other end.
No, interesting. So, Zach, in the play, you're really sort of the man behind the legend. What was it like developing that role?
It's like Adam said, it's been really great. Benny is a ton of fun. He's kind of a dreamer. His greatest goal in life is to get back to the true meaning of Christmas. He wants people to get back to the roots and treat it as Jesus's birthday. And so he kind of uses his time with Perry as a national figure to spread that message, which is a lot of fun.
As actors who are both, in this case, playing actors, did you feel like you had a different kind of connection to these characters? Could you draw inspiration sort of from your own lives and your own work?
You know, I growing up, we would listen to and watch a lot of those Bing Crosby and Perry Como and Andy Williams. And I think a lot of audience members have an idea of what those shows looked like and who those men were. And so to honor that and give them what they expect, but at the same time, put a little bit of yourself into it is what was interesting for me, I think. Mm.
There's one thing, too, you need to know about Benny Van Valkenburg is that he has a Wisconsin connection. He's actually from Oostburg,
yes.
Which figures, yeah, a little prominently in the show. Right, right. Which is probably one of the funniest Wisconsin names.
Oostburg. Yeah. I'm not even sure I know where that is.
It's a little north to here.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. A Dutch community.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. So, Chris, how do you feel this play fits into the assemblage of holiday shows?
Oh, wow. I love that you use the word assemblage. That's great.
I try.
You know, it's really, it's for people who have perhaps done the family thing with, you know, a Christmas Carol or Nutcracker, taking their small children over the years. And as their children get older and more sophisticated and worldly wise, they maybe want something a little bit more challenging in a funny way and perhaps a little bit more thought-provoking in a holiday way. And so this would be a perfect thing for a family to come to do with older children, you know, like high school, college-age children, to kind of introduce them to the world of alternative holiday fare. Yeah.
Is that part of what the draw is for you for alternative holiday plays?
Totally, totally. You know, we've been doing holidays, you know, alternative holiday stuff for all of our 19 years in production and even before that. But we never mean to be mean-spirited or disingenuous about anything. We, both my wife and I, love Christmas. We love the holidays. Even though we're not really religious people, we kind of know the reason for the season, and we kind of keep Christmas in our own way. And so we never really want to denigrate Christmas or make people think that we hate Christmas or anything like that. We love Christmas, and we love the convivial nature of the season. And so all of our stuff, while it is alternative, there's some funny stuff, there's some bawdy stuff, there might be some stuff that some might consider heretical or sacrilegious, although I don't. Really, both the Cut of Hate Carolers and this show have a very ultimately traditional message about getting back to the reason for the season. We just get there by a very circuitous route. And hopefully amusing.
Well, this has certainly been amusing.
You're smiling. That's okay.
Well, Chris, Zach, Adam, thank you so much for joining me here in studio.
Thanks, Joy.
Yeah, thank you.
You have a great name for Christmas.
It's true. It's everywhere.
Chris Fleer is the director, and Adam Estes and Zach Williams are actors in Holiday Hell, The Curse of Perry Williams. The show opens at In Tandem Theater tonight at 8 o'clock. Check out WUWM.com for more information on the production.